Most of you are looking at me, taking my notes up, and you're trying to guess how many pages I got. Because you've already looked at the clock, and you know what time it is. And no, Dawson and Celine, you don't need to apologize. We are excited for your testimony and for what God is doing. That is a blessing. And especially when I've seen something similar, not that specifically, from my years in Papua New Guinea and getting to walk through tribes and tribal areas and deal with tribal people and stuff like that, that brings back some memories, and I'm just thankful for that God has led you. So I'm going to share this message next Sunday in case you're thinking that I was going to just talk at 100 miles an hour, and I think I can do that almost. Because I've been accused of that. So I'm going to save it for next Sunday and spare you a long service this morning. But just thankful for God's blessing. Trust you're praying for our missionaries. You know, in this bulletin, I can't put all of our missionaries in this bulletin because some of our missionaries are in closed situations. And so that is an impossibility. If you want to know all of our missionaries, please talk to me. We can get you the master list to you so that you can regularly pray for them as we need to do. But I just want to close our service this morning reading out of Numbers chapter 6. And maybe I'll just back up to verse 22 of Numbers chapter 6 and read to the end of the chapter and just leave you with this benediction that Aaron gave to the people of Israel. He shares in verse 22 of chapter 6, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, Thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. So they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and I then will bless them." When we invoke the name of the Lord, and so we were just learning in our Connect Hour this morning that about the name of the Lord, as we talked about the Lord's Prayer, Disciples' Prayer. We were debating that this morning. But the name of the Lord is powerful. And we, the children of God, filled with the Spirit and in the indwelling Holy Spirit, need to be involved in that in each of our lives. Is invoking the name of the Lord and seeing him move in mighty ways in our midst and in our own hearts. And he desires to do that if we were simply ask. So let's be people that ask. But let me just leave that with you and close this time in a word of prayer this morning. Dear Father, thank you for Dawson and Celine, and thank you for their heart for you and how you have continued to lead them and direct them and shape their lives and shape the lives of others. And so thank you, Heavenly Father, for your faithfulness in their lives. And pray, in Heavenly Father, that we, the church, one of their supporting churches, may we be the church that is faithful to them to be praying to you for their needs and for you to do a mighty work in and through their lives and through their ministry. And so pray that we, the church, might continue to remain faithful, that we might be people who pray much and seek you for much in our lives and in our ministries. For praying this in your name, amen. God bless, go with him, and we have people up here that will pray with you if you're requesting the Lord in prayer this morning. Thank you very much.